Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, that's Joe Cochran. Leave your hat on. This is Gail Delicious Johnson of Delicious Talk. Welcome, everybody. Tonight's going to be a very adult, mature show. So if there's anyone under 18 listening, please check out another show because I can't be responsible. I have a couple of announcements before we get on with the show. My third book, A Book of Delicious Short Erotic Stories, is out, and I'm taking pre-orders for that. Also, August the 21st in Secaucus, New Jersey, I'll be doing a greet and meet along with other authors of chocolate coffee books. So I'll be giving out their address and everything near the end of the show, and, you know, I hope you guys can make it out to that. It's been very hot here. It's been hot like Africa here. We had a storm the other day, which didn't cool anything off. It basically made it hotter, it seemed like to me, but I'm grateful for any type of weather we're getting, long as it's not snow. With that being said, I'm going to bring on my guest co-host, Miss J. Miss J, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tonight's
hi,
show...
hi, everybody.
Okay. Tonight's show is Why Men Fake Orgasms. Now, that's something that's new to me because I really never knew that men faked orgasms. And I really, from my understanding, they can't really fake an orgasm, but they can fake the emotion, you know, like, I'm coming, you know, all this and that. But, you know, women have been doing it forever. You know, I saw it, but I was on a show last month, I think it was, and it was brought up that men fake orgasms. And I was kind of shocked by that, you know, because I've never been with a man who personally faked an orgasm with me, but I understand that they fake them basically for the same reasons that women fake orgasms. So
I don't see how that's possible.
Well, you know, they can't really fake an orgasm per se, but, you know, as far as like the emotion, the grunting and the heavy breathing and I'm coming. You know, they can do all that.
And then they come too, though.
Right, but I'm just saying.
So how's that fake?
Well, I guess the fake part of it is when they're doing the moaning and groaning, but the real part of it is when a man has an orgasm, sperm comes out, sperm and semen comes out, and the orgasm is what pushes the sperm and semen out. So if they have, some women don't pay any attention, and they really don't care about it, but the best thing to do is to know your partner. If you know your partner and you know your partner well, basically you can tell when a man is having an orgasm. At least I can. Because I've never had a man to fake an orgasm on me. But I have faked orgasms when I was younger, basically because I didn't know what an orgasm was until I actually had one. And from that point on, you know, it was like, this is what I always wanted. So by any means necessary, I was always satisfied. But, you know, like I did fake orgasms in the past, and that's in the past. So, Miss J, you said you've never heard of a man faking an orgasm as well, right?
Right. I've never known of a man faking. When he say, I'm coming, here come the sperm. So I'm thinking that's it. You know what I mean?
Right. But, you know, just like I said, that can't be faked. An orgasm by a man can't be faked. But, you know, like I said,
okay,
women,
we need to get some men on this show so we can hear it from them.
Well, that's true. And I hope, you know, that maybe a man will call in and give us his opinion if he's ever faked the orgasm. If there are any guys out there that faked the orgasm or faked the emotional part of it, because, you know, like I said, what an orgasm.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I really would, because, you know, it's something when, you know, it's just so different when women do it. You know, there's no really telltale signs, not unless a guy actually knows his woman's body. Now, I had a guy to tell me one time, I think, I didn't have an orgasm. And he has, so he says, you didn't have an orgasm, did you? And at first I was going to say, yeah, but I said no. So then he said, I know. So I don't know how you know. But he, you know, there are ways that a man, if he
never
knows
told you how
body,
he knew you didn't.
Yeah, he told me. Well, there are ways because when women have orgasms, they basically, you can feel the contraction in their vagina. It's sort of like
right.
Grab the penis.
Right.
And, you know, it's like a suction type thing. And
that
it's pulsating.
It. It's like
get hard, and you get to
shaking.
Like you have getting ready to speak in tongues or something.
No, I don't know about that now, speaking in tongues, but I know you get this shaking and shivering and
yeah.
Tearing that man's back up. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are ways that, and you almost change colors, or but there are ways if a man pays attention to his woman and he knows, he just has to pay attention to it and know her body as well as now. My thing, how I know when a man comes, basically the same thing. He does that pulsating and the out of breath and. And then also, if he's wearing a condom, you can see the sperm in the condom. Mm. But if he's not wearing a condom and he just tells you that he came and he really didn't, basically it's no way for you to check now unless you go to the bathroom, you're sitting on the toilet waiting for it to come out and nothing comes out.
Mm.
Then you can know that he didn't have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's basically it. And I do have a little bit of information that I had picked up on the internet.
About men faking?
Yeah, it says apparently lots of men fake the big O. And
what?
Some were willing to talk about it.
What?
And then it says a lot of men fake it. But then it also says... Okay, it says, Steve found himself in an awkward position when he bedded a woman to whom he was not very attracted, but he felt the pressure to perform. I wasn't able to manage to keep it up for long because I really, really wasn't enjoying myself, he wrote. So I realized that I was going to be limp noodle at any moment anyway. I pretended to come and then quickly disposed of the condom. Definitely not one of my producive moments. Okay. So they're saying, it's a variety of reasons. Most commonly, it was just poor boredom, and my attention span was somewhat had ceased, or a very determined girl that wouldn't accept the fact that I just wasn't going to get off at that moment in time. Then Chris admitted that exhaustion was his reason for faking it. To be fair, I think each time it was at least the third screw of the day, he wrote, and it was nice at first, but after a while I just wanted it over with. I wouldn't dream of doing that now, though. And that's basically what, women basically, if you're having sex and you're tired, you want to hurt him get over, so you'll just say, well, I can't, especially if he's not doing it right, it's not feeling good, and you want him to hurt and get off of you, you're gonna fake it. And men do the same thing.
Mm.
But that's really amazing to know that, men fake it. Yeah. Men sometimes someone said that men will have an orgasm, then they'll say that they didn't, simply because if you say that I'm pregnant. I mean, you can't go back to them and say I'm pregnant if he told you he didn't come. So that that in itself, men just are full of little tricks, just the same as women.
Think they fake it as much as women do.
Well, I don't know about that, but the point of the matter is men just faking orgasms, period. Is that really, blew me away because I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that I was with my husband for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever faked. If he did, I wouldn't
know. Huh?
I wouldn't know. I mean, every time he said it, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the proof was there.
Right. Well, like I said, I've never been with a guy who's faked it either, but this is really something. So we have a caller. Let's see what the caller is going to say. 469, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Okay, that's
okay.
Ms.
Are you a faker?
Am I a faker?
Yes.
Well, my thing is this. I think that you're confusing orgasm with ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
And so a man can have an orgasm, you know, or you can fake, you can have an ejaculation and not have an orgasm, and you would never know. But why? My question is, why would you care?
Well, basically, I don't care as long as I get off, but the thing of the matter is both of us are supposed to be getting off. So as long as he gets me off, you know, whatever happens with him, if he feels like he want to fake his and get me off, that's all right with me.
Oh, he just wants to watch the ball game and get it over with, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Or whatever, but I'm just saying this. As long as he satisfies me, and if he feel like he wants to fake it for himself, then that's on him.
But why do women fake it? Because they just want the person off of them. They just want to get this loser out of their bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
If they're not doing it right, you darn stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Or they made that mistake, you know, and got
so the same thing for men. The same thing for men.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Men do the same exact thing.
And you don't know, and the thing is, you don't know if either you guys, whether your lovers had ever faked it.
And
you
right,
can't tell.
And I just said that.
Yeah, you can't tell. Because it's just because someone ejaculates doesn't mean they had an orgasm. I mean, men can make all those fake noises too. Oh shit. Oh yeah. Oh damn, baby. Oh phew, shit. Don't move. Hold it. God damn it.
Okay.
Well, we're not talking about ejaculation. We're talking about orgasms.
Right. So what I did was just fake an orgasm, right? I mean, you make all those noises, and we know how it is. We know our bodies.
Yeah.
See, I think that women think that men don't know their bodies. Women think that they know their men's bodies better than men do. That's not true.
Yeah.
You say
so
men know their bodies
better
than women do.
Better than we do. I don't know.
Yeah.
That.
Oh well.
Yeah. Sure, we do.
Know your body better than.
I know,
than,
but the thing is, so I know, you know, if I know that I'm coming, I have a orgasm. I surely know how to fake one.
Yes.
So I get a hump in my back. I get that hump in my back.
That's right.
You know?
And you know what? One thing, if you go anything differently from how you have always been doing it, then that's how a woman picks it up, that you're faking.
No, that's wrong,
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, but
I'm wrong. Because nobody comes
up
the same time. Nobody comes the same time all the time.
And
don't
that's
have someone coming
right
at the same time. I'm talking about as far as, like, different things that they did. Like, if you start screaming and hollering all of a sudden this one particular time and you never did that before, I'm going to say, well, what the heck is going on?
No, your ego is going to say, damn, I laid it on him good today.
Yeah, and then I never hear that again except for every other time when you feel like faking it. Something is going to click.
No, because men are stupid. Women think men are stupid. We're not.
Some men
are. We know to
stupid.
Do that. We know to do that. Damn, that was good. That was the best. You're the best ever.
Well,
damn,
women,
ain't nobody as good as you. I ain't never
women
had to put on me like that before, ever. Damn.
I'm tired.
Well, women,
yeah. You trying to kill me, girl?
Oh, yes. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but women do basically the same thing, you know. And
exactly. Do you think men care whether women fake it?
No, because two things are for sure. When I did fake it, it was for a reason. And the reason being was because it wasn't fulfilling, it wasn't satisfying me. I was tired, and he just wasn't doing it the way I wanted to do it, and I wanted him off of me.
Well, delicious,
okay.
I have to say.
But
he got
his as well. Now, he got
how do you know
his,
he wasn't faking it, too?
Please, he wasn't.
He was tired of your, he said, I'm tired of her ass, damn.
No.
Every time I want to have sex, she bring her lazy ass in and do that thing.
No,
and just
don't
lay
have,
there.
No,
and
no,
just
no.
Lay there.
No, no, no. See, that only happened one time because if you do it, you might, well, maybe twice.
You
might get to do it. The
you only faked.
Time.
Well, hold up. You only faked one time. Is that what you're saying?
No, no, no. With the person, I only do that. Well, I used to do that, it would only be with the person would only get one time or twice, and that was it. Because if you did it the first time, maybe, okay, I'll give you a second chance. The second time, the same thing, no.
So you've only faked one time per person?
No.
Is that what you said?
No.
You only fake one per person? Every person gets a one fake?
No.
That does sound like what
when
you said.
When I,
yeah, that's
okay,
what she
okay,
said.
All right, let me clarify that. When I
yes,
did fake it.
Somebody's listening.
When
one of your men is listening to this show. But
no.
They're probably
no,
saying,
when,
oh, shit. Which one was that?
No. When I did fake it. No, when I did fake it, it was just with that particular person.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you wanted him off for you. You wanted him off for you. You were tired.
I wanted him, not because I was tired, because he wasn't doing it the way that I wanted it done.
So why wouldn't you just tell him, hey, get the hell off of me?
Well, because
you give him something for his ego?
Well, I don't think I ever faked it.
You never faked it?
I don't think so. Because when it got to that point, I'd be like, look, this not working. Okay.
Yeah, get the hell off.
Yeah, you wasting my time, I'm wasting your time. This is just not
working.
That's
exactly.
I don't have time to play when it comes to that.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't have to. But, you know, the thing is, every time a man has sex, so this is the thing, this is what women think, that any time women offer sex to a man, that a man is homosexual if he doesn't turn it down.
Oh.
Right?
Really?
No,
never. And so every man feel that they're obligated.
No.
Every man feel like they're obligated to have sex every time a woman comes up to them and say, hey, you want to screw? And they say, oh yeah, let's go at it. Because if he turns it down, it's like, you know, what the hell's wrong with him? He must be gay.
Yeah.
Well, Penelope said in the chat room she disagreed, because sometimes you tell someone it's over and over and they refuse to get the message. If you tell them it's not working, it's not good, and they just continue because they just don't get the message and they keep wanting to do it. So basically.
But when are you going to tell them that in the middle of having sex or screwing? You're going to tell them it's not working?
No, that's why you fake it and get them off of you.
Yeah, so what's the man supposed to do? Is the man supposed to not come at that point?
No. He's supposed to come and get off.
Shoot, give
that's
each other
it. Because I said I came and it's time for him to get off. Come and get
okay,
off.
Okay, so
that's
if you
it.
Come, then it's time for the man to get off you.
No, I said I fake it.
Yeah.
You're not listening, darling. When I faked it, he came. And it was over. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you faked it.
Why would I tell him in the middle of the act?
So you faked it in order for him to come. Is that what you did?
For him to come and get off me.
Okay, all right.
Because we was like, you know, going, you know, getting it on and this and that, so.
So women got big egos. How do you know that guy wasn't faking it with you?
That he faked it with me?
Yeah.
Well, if he faked it with me, then I guess we was even.
Yeah, I know. See, you never thought of it till just then, did you?
Right, but I'm just saying.
See, there, I know you're just saying.
No, after I told him I came, he, you know, went on and on and on. Then he finally came, and that was it.
Then he faked it too.
Whatever.
He probably said, you know what? She's not into it. Like, she can go to hell. And so you never saw that man again. You never saw that man.
I sure didn't. It ain't making
he said, that
no
sex
sense.
Was the worst sex I've ever had. That bitch faked it. It wasn't even good. I faked it too. That's what he said. Women got big egos. You know,
oh,
they have huge fucking. You women have huge fucking egos. You do.
No, men.
Y'all think that's no. Y'all think
no,
every.
No,
y'all think no. Listen to me now. Y'all think that every. Y'all can make any man come anytime, anywhere, any place.
No.
That's not
no.
true.
Yes, y'all do. Yes, y'all
no,
do.
I
tell
don't
the truth.
Think
that's
that.
Not true.
I don't think that because I'm gonna tell you. I've been in when I first got into a relationship, not the very first relationship, but when I was in a relationship with a guy, for some reason, when we finally did have sex, he couldn't have an orgasm. He could perform, but he couldn't have an orgasm. So basically, I had to
Well, I had one that couldn't perform neither. He couldn't.
Had
do
to
nothing.
Talk to him, talk him into
couldn't
it.
Couldn't eat
and
no
finally,
pussy.
I don't know. But you know what he kept saying? He said, "Well, I'm kind of nervous."
Uh-huh.
A grown man. A grown man. Now, come on now, Delicious.
Yes,
what grown man? What grown man is going to say? I'm
delicious.
It's going to say he's nervous.
He's nervous.
Oh, please, come on.
This is the first time.
40 years old?
40 years old.
Come on.
I'm like, I don't have time to teach a 40-year-old man how to eat some pussy. Come on now.
He's nervous. What are you nervous about?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what he said. He said he was nervous. I asked him, I said, you, what's the problem?
He said, was he hard?
Nervous.
Did he get hard? Did he
yeah,
get hard?
Yes, he got hard and everything.
Same here. That has happened.
And then,
to me.
You know, he was hard for a little while. Then it went down. And then I said, well, what's the problem? He said, I'm just nervous.
All right, well, somebody, you know, may not be sexually performing well.
Yeah, was
women,
him.
Women.
No, I know.
I'm
it's not. There's nothing wrong with me. It got to be you.
Yeah.
Ain't a damn thing. Why do women always say, oh, nothing wrong with me. It's your ass, man.
Yeah, well.
Why y'all always say that? Ain't nothing wrong with y'all. All I gotta do is bring the pussy to the table, and that's all I need to do.
No. I have never gotten a complaint.
Because you had a bunch of people faking it.
There you go, girl.
No,
but
whether they fake
the right,
it or not, they
you talking the right thing
this
now.
Much.
Now, look.
If they, and I've also had to tell guys that they weren't
delicious. Hey,
right.
Delicious. What's your companion's name?
I can't say his name.
Okay, you guys, y'all just found out tonight that men can fake it.
No, you just found
y'all
out.
Y'all didn't know all your life that
I
men can fake
it. I just found out.
Delicious
too.
Out maybe last
I've
night,
never
last
even heard
night
of
I
that.
Found out because I didn't know that men could fake an orgasm.
And you've been having sex for a long time.
For a lengthy time.
He's just had sex, and you just finding out that men can fake it. So you're like a babe in the woods.
Well, that's true, and I'm not going to lie about it.
See that?
You know,
just because a man ejaculates.
Oh, you mean to say because we didn't know that men?
Y'all didn't know.
Fake it.
Y'all babes. You are babes in the woods.
No.
There's a lot of things about men y'all don't know.
That's true, and a lot of things about us men don't know.
We know everything.
Oh, God.
Y'all put everything.
Yeah,
no, because
your ego right. Now.
No. Let me tell you why. Because y'all put everything in books.
Oh,
they got magazines.
I still got
how to hit the hot spots in Cosmopolitan. How to hit the hot spots.
Yeah.
What
right,
you know? How to make a woman come? How to? Yeah, you got all kind of manuals and stuff. Men ain't got nothing. All you guys are dick. That's it.
Hold on, Otto. We have another call on the line. 334, are you there?
Hey, Mama.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Kane? What's happening?
What's going on? I'm just listening to that old dude talking, and I tried to hold my peace, but I had to come on him and say to him, first of all, what do you mean that we
Otto. Otto is my name. Otto is my name.
Who?
Otto.
Okay, Otto, well, yeah, all right. What do you mean women have egos? I mean, what?
Women think that they don't have to do much to make men come.
I don't think that's true.
I think the conversation proves itself.
You
know
I said,
what,
and we don't, and we don't.
No, I'm going to tell you, that's not true.
A pole can never outdo a hole.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I had one guy, he basically would never, ever, I always was on top of him. And being on top of a man, you have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that we don't do nothing.
I didn't say y'all do nothing. I think that y'all think that every man y'all had sex with can never fake an orgasm because y'all that good. That's what y'all think. And
no.
So that's why you're just finding out now for the first time that men have been, all you men have been faking it.
How did I think that if I didn't know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, you're just finding it out. That shows you had a huge ego. Men always know the possibility of women faking an orgasm. We always know that. That's why we stop caring. We stop fucking caring about it.
But how do you know?
That women are faking it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you tell?
Because of a whole lot of moving around and phony sounding voices and all that shit like that.
Same as men do. Phony sounding voices and
no, you
around.
Know, you know, no,
yes,
you can't say that. No, you can't say it because you just find out today. Please, just stop.
No. But just like you said, men and women, they do the same things. They be making
yeah.
all these different funny noises. Just I had mentioned that earlier, but you said No, it wasn't. He does that. But whatever, what women do, men do too. But women do it better.
That's the thing, ego. Ego, because I'm on top, and I'm working, and I'm sweating. I must be doing a great job. Nah.
Well, you know what? I know I was doing a great job because he always told me that I was doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. You believe every damn thing a man tells you? You believe everything a man tells you?
No.
When it comes to that, yes.
Oh, well, I need to meet y'all then. I got a lot of shit to tell you.
Okay, someone in the chat room said they think if a man starts finding that woman attractive, he might fake an orgasm to keep the peace. Otherwise, she might think that he is having an affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, with Viagra, now they have Viagra now, you could fake an orgasm and still maintain your erection. So.
Oh, that's because that Viagra is keeping it up for about
hours. But how you know whether your man took a pill or not?
Oh, because my man don't need no pills.
Oh, see, there's an ego.
No, that's right.
Y'all just proving all. Y'all can talk and laugh. Listen, you could talk and laugh all you want, but y'all just proving my point. Ego.
No, he doesn't.
Ego.
Where's
he
other call at?
Viagra. Miss Kane.
What's up?
Are you still there? Listen, my man does not need Viagra. That's the truth. And it's not my ego. Huh?
Because you're so good.
No, because we're both good. We're both good together. That's what makes it work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not taking all the credit.
Yeah, but you're on top working, though.
No, not with this.
He was just laying there. He's just laying his lazy ass down on the bed.
No, that was another guy. That's not the guy I'm seeing now.
Oh, that's the guy that was faking it from before, right?
I didn't say he was faking it, but what if he was faking it, I still was getting mine. So he could have faked it till the cows came home.
So just get a vibrator, Delicious. Why you need a man at all?
Oh, I got vibrators, darling.
And the shower.
I understand.
And the shower.
I understand.
The shower do
I think
better than
the reason women care whether a man is faking it or not is based on their ego. They want to know that they can make a man come, and if a man is faking it, then they feel less than a woman.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's why.
Yeah, I know.
Someone in the chat room said many men try Viagra just for the hell of it.
Mhm.
Yeah, see whether that works.
Yeah, because I knew I had I'm not going to call any names, but a family member that was selling Viagra, and he was like in his late 20s, and he was so daggone. He said he took one and went to work, and he said his penis stayed hot the whole night, and he was sorry that he had did that. Whew. If I was a man, I don't think I would take Viagra.
Well, I don't need any enhancement. I'm natural, all natural. But, you know, if somebody's going to fake it, that's a good way to do it.
Wow.
Because men, you know, men think about sex more than women do. Like twice, how many times? I'm not sure how many times more than women do. But we think of sex a lot of times. But, you know, it's like wanting a sandwich. You know, I want a sandwich. And instead of giving you a roast beef sandwich, somebody gives you a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and you eat it because you're trying to be kind. But you don't want no peanut butter jelly. You want a roast beef sandwich. And so that's what happens. It happens a lot of times. It's like I want a certain woman, and if something else comes, I'll just eat this, so to speak.
I never knew that.
So you just
to get it over with. But I really want a roast beef. And after I've done this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'll go out and get me a roast beef sandwich.
Wow. So you're gonna take that.
I'm just telling y'all the truth. I'm just telling y'all the truth.
Oh, okay.
Because it has to be a peanut butter and jelly. That's all, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess women feel the same way as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, see, now you know that men feel the same way as well. So now maybe y'all egos want to be as big.
As men's egos?
No, women, because like I said, when every there's not a woman alive who doesn't think that all she needs to do is strip down and bend over, and that men will get an erection and come.
Oh,
all women think that. All women think that.
Where did you get that?
No,
from?
Not no.
It's
that's
true.
Not true.
You know
no,
it's true.
It's not. No, it's not.
Y'all think of it as a challenge to get a man. Y'all think it's a challenge to get a man, you know, physically, sexually excited, and that, you know, if you're not able to get a man sexually excited, then you know that's you feel like you're less a woman then.
So do men. So do men, because if a woman is not turned on by a man, he gets upset.
What she must be a lesbian or something.
You? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
She must be a lesbian or something.
No, I'm saying men. Otto, I said a man. When a man is not turned on, when your man.
Right, when a man can't turn on a woman.
When a woman
can't
turn on a man.
Right, when a woman can't. When a man comes up to a woman and she's not excited, then she must be a lesbian.
Oh.
That's not true.
Oh Lord Jesus.
That's what some
true.
Men think.
She's just not attracted to that man.
Right.
Exactly.
And right. And
exactly.
I've heard men say that to women.
What you
want another woman? Yeah, I've heard men say that. That's because their egos got bruised. I mean, you can't be turned on by everybody.
When you say their egos got bruised, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody.
Attraction plays a big part in sex anyway, and for men, it's the thrill of getting with a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't personally see how some men could fake it, because if you do fake it being a man, I mean, shit, you stupid, especially if it's just some female that you just met, and you trying to go in there and you trying to beat down, cut, whatever you call yourself doing, mm-hmm. and you got to fake it, then you don't need to be trying to have sex with her. Now, most
mm-hmm.
of the time, when women have fake orgasms or whatever you want to call it with a man, that's because maybe she's in a relationship with that guy, or maybe she's just tricking off of him for something that she can get up out of.
It's a multitude of reasons, you know, why women fake orgasms in the same way as men do. You know, it may not be that attraction. She may be tired, or he may have even went out, had sex with somebody else and came home and you know, well, I got to satisfy my wife now. So he gets on her and satisfy her to keep her quiet, you know, fake it, you know. But basically men fake orgasms for the same reasons. She's not attractive.
Men could use a condom and fake an orgasm, because they could use their muscles just like women do to fake an ejaculation by moving the muscles, you know, behind the scrotum.
But I don't
penis.
Think that they can move it like when after a man has an orgasm. I don't think you can move it like that, because it's almost
yes,
like
they
it's
can.
Pulsating. Okay,
no,
you know
no,
what?
Delicious. Once again, incorrect. No, that's wrong.
What?
That's wrong. Men can move their penis just like they're having an orgasm. I can
okay.
do it right now
so
when
what?
I'm talking to you.
No. I can't. You know, I've seen a man moving it up and down, but as far as that pulsating on the sides and all
uh-huh.
around it,
mm-hmm.
no, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, yes.
You cannot.
Oh, yes.
You can't do that.
Uh-huh.
No, you can't.
Oh, why are you telling me? When the last time you had your penis examined? I'm sorry. The only person in the conversation that has a dick is me.
Well, somebody else put a dick on it. No,
that's
but
that's wrong. That's wrong, Delicious. No, you're fucking that's wrong.
Put a dick on
if
it,
I,
huh?
No, but
if I,
no,
if
but,
I had a condom on, if I had a condom, I don't even have to ejaculate. I can make you. I'll make you feel as if I ejaculate.
Okay, you know what? Now, if we was just meeting, if I was your woman, just put it like, if I was your woman, you would have to prove that to me.
Oh, please, come on.
Yeah, because you said.
If you never saw the condom, you would never know.
Right, that's why men take that condom off real quick, flush it down the toilet or whatever.
Exactly why you think that, though. Because he's doing the same shit. He's making his dick feel like he's ejaculated, but he didn't. He gotta go watch a ball game or go with his boys somewhere. Got time to screw you? He can screw you when he gets back.
That's better school me before he leaves, because when he gets back, I might not be there for him to school.
Yeah, well.
How about that? What's more
yeah,
important,
Will.
The ball game?
Hang with my boys. I come back.
Yeah.
I hit that when I get back.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I might be here for you to hit it, and I might not.
Yeah,
so,
you will
you
be.
Know, whatever,
stop.
Huh?
You know you will be. Just stop.
Because that's something that I never could. This one guy, he was so into football and baseball, totally wasn't. I mean, not football. He was a football fanatic. You know what? And plus he drank beer. He said this is the order of his life. Drinking beer, watching football, then having sex.
Sounds good to me. He could do all three at the same time.
Oh, no, you're not going to watch television and drink beers and have sex with me.
Yes,
that's not like a perfect storm.
Wow.
No way.
I could watch the Super Bowl. I could watch the Super Bowl. Have you bent over?
Oh, hell
fuck
no.
Fucking you from behind and have a beer in my hand.
No. Uh-uh.
Shit,
no.
You just gave me an idea. Oh, shit. You just gave me an idea.
No, that is not going to happen. I
oh,
know
please.
That. Not, but you know what? Number one.
Delicious,
like,
you know, every. Listen.
You,
delicious,
I'm
just,
woman
hold on.
For
delicious,
that.
Delicious, delicious.
Yeah.
Every woman mm-hmm. listening on the show just got wet. Right, bending over, having your man hit it from behind while he watching a ball game with a beer.
Now, that does sound a little sexy, but no.
Ah, damn, yeah, I know.
But, you know, I can't, you know what, I like sex when either meditation music is playing. I don't even like to hear the radio, the television, no kind of music except for meditation music, if music is going to be playing while I'm having sex.
I like
that's
hearing
it.
Him, and that's what I like hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I
like
know that, but
nice
I'm just saying if there's going
to
be any other noises going on. Because I like to hear my moaning, his moaning, you know, all that good stuff, the noise from the slushing and this and that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I like to hear.
Well, I let your women callers call in, and every woman got wet on off that one thing. Bent over, hitting from behind, drinking a beer and watching a ball game. Come on, y'all.
Ass.
You know, damn right, you know it. I'm telling you.
No, I don't think, you know, I like the bend over part and all this and that, but maybe if he had some hot wax in his hand and was pouring it down my back while I'm bent over, now that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah,
but
I ain't got all that.
Television, huh?
I don't have all that. I'm watching the game and I'm drinking a beer. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, no.
Bring it to me, baby. That's how it comes. Stop faking. Everybody stop faking. Every woman call in and let me know. Come on, let the listeners know. I know y'all out there.
That could be sexy.
I know it is. Yeah.
Wait a minute, no. If the television, well, you know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Like
watching
this.
That damn
listen,
game, no.
Listen, if he's watching the game, now listen to this. If you're watching the game and the mute button is on and you're drinking a beer and I'm bent over, that mic can work. But if that
all
television
right,
is blasting, you're watching the game and into that game, not. But that could
see, that's
that
not
have
even,
a
that's, see,
that
exactly.
have a sexual overtone to it.
See, there you go. See.
But I'm just saying.
One, two, three. You're easy.
But I'm not saying that will happen to me. But I'm just saying there is a little sexual overtone to that.
Yeah, it'll happen tomorrow. Probably delicious. You'll probably set that up.
Anyway,
you set that up for your man, right? Delicious.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even watch football, baseball, and all that kind of stuff. He's not into sports.
I bet he will when you bent over and give him a beer.
He doesn't even drink beer.
Okay,
he
but give him a Chardonnay or something.
Oh.
Give him a glass of water.
Well, you know, he might pour that on my back. That'll feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, y'all, I'm out. Thank you.
Okay, Otto, thanks for calling, darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was quite informative.
Yeah, I like the bending over, drinking the beer.
I mean, you can,
but like
you said,
put it on mute, because I want to hear what he's doing and what he's saying, right?
Right, right, because I don't want anything going on in the bedroom but me and my boo. That's it, and that's all, you know, because if he's watching the game, I might, you know, consider if he was a sports fanatic or whatever, you know, it might be okay as long as the mute is down and, you know, he's giving me my attention. You know, so it's not really that bad, I don't think. But if he has a television blasted, he say, hit that ball, do this, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and
hey.
Screwing me at the same time, hell no.
Uh-uh, you're right, no.
Because you're not paying no attention to me for real. You just, like I said, a pole could never outdo a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yep, so I you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that,
something new about
right,
them faking.
And I wonder how many other women didn't know that, because I'm quite sure I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one that didn't know that, you know, because it just doesn't seem that, you know, men would do that. Because men, like he said, men think about sex all the time, mostly all the time, and women basically are so conservative, you know, but we still have sex on our mind and stuff, but men think about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See a lady walking out, look at that big butt, look at them titties. You know,
mm-hmm.
But wow, it's just something to, you know, to learn.
To learn is something to think about.
334, are you there?
Yeah, Mom, I'm back on the line. I had a incoming call. But,
oh,
know,
okay.
Ooh, dude, ruffled my feathers. I swear to God, he did, because I don't know for what man is he speaking about except for himself.
Well, it basically, I'm thinking a group of men, because there are groups of men who do certain things where groups of men who don't. You see what I'm saying? That's the same as they say, like, women. Like, men try to categorize women, you know, especially when they say, I don't want to be heard, black women. Well, men who go over to the other side. The first thing come out their mouth, she's too loud, she's too this, she's too that. When for real, every woman in whatever category, black, white, Asian, whatever, there are some that are too loud, too this, too that, too the other. But I think that black men use that as an excuse to be with white women, you know, but that's neither here nor there. But I think basically that's what he was speaking of. You know, I don't think he was speaking for all the men, you know, because he can't. And then, you know, it's basically, you know, I guess he was having a lot of fun as well.
Did you know ain't no woman just gonna let no man sit up and be drinking a beer, watching TV while he doing that? What the hell is that?
What kind of woman that sound like he's controlling.
Yeah.
That sound like he's controlling her. Baby, I'm gonna look at this game while I'm hitting
his
you.
Ass is
oh
bit.
Hell no.
No, he's a little bit playing to the left.
No, but, you know, there can be a little sexual connotation to that, like I had explained.
You said put the TV on mute, but he wasn't talking about that.
Yeah, he has the TV on mute, and he's, you know, doing it to me, and as long as I'm being satisfied and pleased, you know, I don't hear no television, and I can still hear the moaning and this and that, you know, it can turn out to be something, you know, sexual about that. But for somebody to think that they're going to have sex with me, watching the game, the television blasting, and he's drinking a beer, not. But you can always turn, you know, that's like you give somebody lemon, you can make lemonades. And, you know, there's different things that you can do outside of the bedroom, in the bedroom, anywhere, you know, and you can make it sexual and fun.
You
know,
what that sounds like to me, though? That just sounds like if he's doing it like that, he's not fully attracted.
And he probably faking.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably faking an orgasm.
For me, I mean, just dealing with males, you know, period, and I done been with some young ones, and I done been with a couple older guys. I mean, I ain't never had a problem with a guy faking an orgasm. Have I had bad sex with a dude? Yeah. And see, you know, let me just say this. I think sometimes women don't tell dudes when they haven't, you know, when they not really performing, because we try to spare them their self-pity. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, we don't tell them. But now I'm very open in within myself. If you ain't putting it down, you ain't putting it down. I mean, and I got to share this. I was with a dude, and we wasn't together, but he was my cutie buddy. We played basketball overseas or whatever. And he was just so rough. He never liked for me to ride him. He never liked for me to do nothing. He was just in total control all the time. And he would get off on the littlest things. And I was like, okay, well, wouldn't you like some participation back? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm freaky and I want to, you know, participate in this. But it was never that with him.
Mm.
I just don't know. I've never been with no guy that have had to fake or orgasm with me. I'd have had bad sex with one, and we both kind of looked at each other, maybe because it was just how it went down. People was calling me, knocking on my door, you know what I'm saying, coming to my house or whatever, and it was just an awkward situation because when we tried to do it, it was in the middle of the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He off work, I'm off work, and that's why that didn't work out. But to have somebody just fake a male,
I've never known a man of fake. That's
yeah,
why I didn't know, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know it neither. But, you know, like, I really don't think, you know, that men can actually fake an orgasm. Now, ejaculation,
how can they?
That's what I'm talking about. If you ejaculate, that's something different. But we're speaking about orgasms. But, you know, that's basically why. And I've never been with a guy that has faked.
Because you already know, as soon as they get up in your vagina, hell, they already be about to come.
I know, I can feel that.
You got to pull them off, wait a minute. No, you're not. Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they got to keep pulling out. Come on, baby, just turn over, turn over.
Yeah,
right,
I
got to
push
them
off, and you ain't coming yet. What the hell
right.
wrong with you?
Right,
yeah.
And then it gets sort of warm, and I mean, it's just ways that you can tell. I can tell. I don't know.
Yeah,
how
I'm
tell,
pretty sure that.
And, like, if a man is in tune with his woman, he also
mm-hmm.
can tell when she has an orgasm. But, see, some men, they just basically want to get off, and they don't care. But the men that I have been with since being an adult, the men that I have been with have always, you know, satisfied me first. You
right.
know, so, you know, that's – and I think that's how men should do, because women
mm-hmm. – Oh, they are
they're
ask you.
Women. Right.
Oh,
they'll
ask you, are you all right? Or are you about there? You know, they'll
right,
try to sign out before they let theirs go.
And
right,
you know what? I had this conversation, not to cut y'all off, with one of my homegirls, and me and her got into it about it. And she was like, you know, the statement was brought up about if a guy asks you, baby, was it good, you know, is that a bad thing, good thing, or whatever? And she felt like if he asked you if it was good, doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't serve you up right. I said, let me tell you something. Anytime you are having sex and it's good sex, ain't no questions to be asked afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody else is asleep or somebody smoking a cigarette, you know what I'm saying, a blunt,
uh-huh.
whatever it is. Ain't no real man that I know that knows his sex game. Like my ex, he's from the New Jersey area. And when he came to Alabama, we started kicking it. And he's been with quite a few females while he had been down here. We no longer kick it, but I've heard the feedback from what he does. He puts it down. He got a big thing, let me just say that. But he's not only does he have a big penis, he know how to perform with that penis,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because some men have it and don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. Mm. So it's not that. And then the foreplay is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? He takes time out to caress your
mm-hmm.
body. You know, a man that can go get, like, if they ejaculate, if you ladies are at the point where you're in a relationship and your man, you having that old nasty sex with each other or whatever, and he come on your vagina or whatnot, and if he goes to that bathroom and get you a rag and have it warm and bring it back and wipe you off where you ain't got to do nothing for yourself, that's a good dude
right
there.
That's right.
Because most men, they don't even do that. They think about
right.
self.
They wait for
up.
You to go get the rag and wipe them off.
Or they go to the bathroom and do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. But I was in a relationship when I had done that with the guy, you know, simply just because that's what I wanted to do. It wasn't like he asked me anything. It was just something.
Oh, I love doing that, though.
Yeah.
I love going to get the washcloth and make it nice and hot and soapy. But, you know, you do it sometimes, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the man.
Yeah, don't think it's always about you.
Oh, one way
street. When I had mentioned about the guy who always wanted me to be on top of him, I told him, and the strangest thing, after we broke up and stuff, he had, I had seen him some years later, right? And he had said, can I come over and hit it? I said, wait a minute, let me ask you this. I said, are you still lazy? I said, do I still have to get on top? He said, yeah, what's wrong with that? I said, those days played out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just wants you to be on top of him, which I didn't mind for a while, but give me a break. Get on top of me sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fair exchange ain't no robbery, and in sex you have to give as well as take in order to
and you
get.
Always have to be adventurous with it, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I go back to say this, attraction plays such a big part in sex. Of course, to me, and this is just my own personal opinion, yes, the sex will be whack if you with someone that you don't have any type of physical attraction.
There you go. No feelings or nothing. That's
exactly
right. That's right.
Unless you're tricking this fool out for some money or something, being
yeah,
a woman.
Yeah, you got to have something in your heart. I mean,
exactly.
You just got to have some kind of feelings there. You're right. I think that's what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't really nothing there. I thought I was attractive. Then once I got in the bed, oh, my goodness. And look, that don't mean no harm, but I ain't had none in like 3 years. So I just knew this was going to be the bomb. It was not the bomb, okay?
But, you know, you can't really expect anything. You know, you just have to basically go.
I wasted my damn
time.
I wasted my damn time.
That
That's what I did.
That it won't happen again.
Oh, it ain't going to happen again.
Well, you sound like you done rocked in the same boat I did. I think I lost like a month ago.
Girl, I was like, damn, 3 years and this is what I get?
Exactly.
It was some shit. Nigga couldn't even eat no pussy.
tell me about it. But see, the thing with mine, we didn't even go there. He wanted his penis suck or whatever. I'm like, hell no, because my thing is you go first. I ain't with that shit.
I hear you.
I'm like, Bernie Mac, come put your head right here. You know what I'm talking about? Other than that, hell no. But he kept on trying to be aggressive. You know, like he like, I'm going to smoke my blunt. And this was like when the Lakers and shit were playing, the basketball game was on. So I'm over here, I'm thriving, I'm ready to get it on. He want to sit up here and talk. That's the first time in my life that I have seen a nigga want to sit up and have a whole damn conversation. Like he trying to hold the sex back from me. And I'm ready to get busy. So once we kind of got into it, you know what I'm saying? He went to the bathroom, came back. It was like the spur of the moment. I'm laying on his couch or whatever. I done left my shit, went to his shit. I'm already was horny. I went over there when he came out the bathroom. You know, we did a little talking and ate food and drunk a couple drinks and stuff while he's smoking his little blunt or whatever. Honey, when that food came up out that damn bathroom and it got down on top of me, he just stuck it in, went to work. Next thing you know, he done come just like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, is that all I get?
What? Yeah, I would have been like, damn, what happened?
Exactly. Then
gonna
do that.
Wait a minute. Is it two people here or not?
Exactly. Then going to try to do that on what that shit is that applies. Say, don't call in 2 days. You got to let a mind wander. So I told him, I was like, hey, your dick was little. I barely felt it. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, why are you acting crazy? I'm not acting crazy. He looked good. And I probably could have worked a little bit with him because we got things out there on the market that will enhance his size and that will make him go a little longer.
Uh-huh.
So I was willing to try to work with him, but he fucked it up for himself. He called me the other day talking about something. That dick was good to you. Hell no, it wasn't good.
Excuse me, we have 1 minute left, and I really would like to make this announcement. I really do appreciate everybody coming out. And I just have this announcement to make, and then we're going to close the show, okay?
All
okay.
Right.
Spend a sultry August evening with the authors of Chocolate Coffee Books and the dynamic contributors to Eros 369 and Anthology 4 Dogs, Volume 1, Saturday, August the 21st, 2010, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Backers Lounge, 350 Lightning Way, Secaucus, New Jersey. Prepared to be entertained with adults-only spoken word performances, poetry readings, and excerpts from Eros 369, Volume 1, and Eros 369, Volume 2. Purchase the latest book, Eat, drink, and hobnob with the creative and talented literary community. Meet authors myself, Gail Delicious Johnson, T. Smeekins, Exodus Stacy, Stacey L. Moore, J.C., Juju Sizzle, Destiny, Mocha Sister, Chris Hollinger, and Miriam L. Jacobs, and many others. Tickets are $12 in advance and $15 at the door. You can go to the website, which is www.eros369.webs.com. Hope to see you guys there. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Miss J, you have a beautiful evening. Miss Kane, you have a beautiful evening. Penelope Flynn, Poopy Whoopy, Ray Alex, Otto, everybody who is in the chat room, thank you for showing up. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
No hair.